ready for an explosion of freedom. I look forward to seeing you there, and may God richly bless you.
The Word Christian Center is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into Reverend Dr. N.D. Lee III, Senior Pastor of the First Union Baptist Church, located at 601 Lee Street here in Alexandria. We would like to first send a heartfelt thanks to our sponsor, the law firm of Charles Elliott and Associates, a firm with you in mind. Now listen to a spirit-filled message already in progress.
I was a sinner. You saved me from all of my sins.
John 20, 1 through 10. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, and unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to other disciples, whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciples, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, the napkins that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciples, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture, that he must rise again from the dead. Oh, yeah. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. May God bless. I want to talk about the unexpected. The unexpected. Amen. The graveyard is a place of silence, of dead bones, dead bodies. The thing that is always shocking and surprising is when we confronted by the unexpected. Sometimes it leaves us bewildered, dismayed. Sometimes it's a cause for one to become frustrated. Amen. But in this life that we live, we are confronted each day with unexpected consequences. But thank God that we are trusting and leaning on the arms of the Lord. Isn't that right? For he knows what each of our days must hold, and that he has prepared the days, even his people, for the unexpected. Amen. For God is good, and he is good all of the time. Isn't that right? Even when we would do our best, we find ourselves in a depraved condition where we cannot be at our best. Isn't that right? This story talks about historical events that happened over 2,000 years ago, and yet they are much alive in the lives of men today. Isn't that right? Because you know and I know, if it had not been for the Lord, we would have no need to be here today. Isn't that right? But it's because of Christ that we are here today. I don't need nobody to tell me what I need to do in order to praise the Lord. Amen. For I'm praising him every day of my life, because I realize that he is coming back after the church without a spot or blemish. Isn't that right? And he says unto us that as we go in life, that we must prepare ourselves to meet our God. Isn't that right? The angel said the other day, that same Jesus that you see ascending into the clouds, he's coming back in the same like manner. Isn't that right? God always is watching over his children. Isn't that right? When we get up in the morning, we realize that we have been kept by the Lord. Isn't that right? For man, in all of his abilities, in all of the technology that surrounds man, we discover that even in the midst of all of our abilities, we still be prone to inabilities. Isn't that right? Because the fact is, man can only do so much. And after that so much, God takes over, for he is in control. Mary Magdalene, the woman that they said they had caught in the very act of adultery, who loved Jesus, she never forgot what Jesus had did for her that day when he said unto them, any man without a fault, cast the first stone. Amen. You know, I've learned that people do not love to be taught or told about their shortcomings. And you have to learn that you have to accept the good along with the bad. Isn't that right? But she never forgot that experience that she had on that day when Jesus began to stoop down and began to write on the ground. Have I got a witness? And when those who had brought stones to stone her to death, Jesus said unto them, any man, anyone who stands here without a fault, cast the first stone. Do I have a witness?
and said while Jesus was writing on the ground that these men laid down their stones and departed, leaving this woman along with Jesus. And Jesus said to her, where are thy accusers? And he says to her, and she says, replied to him, I have none. And his reply was to her, go thy way and sin no more. Do I have a witness here? She loved him because he had been not only her savior, but he had been a friend to her in a difficult situation. And she followed Jesus even to the foot of the cross. She followed Jesus. And you know, sometimes it's not so much people who are your bosom friends or who are in your house every time the door opens, but it's the ones who are with you when you are in trouble, when you're going through perilous time, when you are going through difficult times. That is when you need somebody. Oh, I wish I had some praying for you. Not only that, but he says unto her, just go on and sin no more. As if this day your life can be changed. You don't have to live the way you've been living. There is a better way. There is a better life. There is a brighter day. It doesn't matter how dark the day may get. There is a brighter day ahead. Do I have a witness? She followed Jesus. And when Jesus had went upon the cross and he died for your sins and my sins, do I have a witness here? He died not only just for a man, but he died that men might have life and have it more abundantly. Do I have a witness here? There is more to life and just living. There is more to life than just praising and realizing that materialistic things is not all that one can have in life. For he can have an abundant life in Christ Jesus. And if you want to have a good life in Christ, you must accept him as your personal Savior. Isn't that right? She had walked with him. She had been there. Have I got a witness here? And sometimes people will run you down and make you feel that you are not important in the structure of society. Do I have a witness here? Sometimes we discard people because they don't think the way I think. Do I have a witness here? Jesus was not one of these. He always saw the best in everybody. Do I have a witness here? I don't care how bad an individual is, there is some good in him. And I don't care how good an individual is, there is some bad in him. For the Bible said that we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Do I have a witness here? And when she going to the graveyard, she realized that Joseph and many other disciples had carried 100 pounds of spice to embalm the body of Jesus. But out of love, after 3 days, she wanted to go and refresh him. Do I have a witness here? Oh, help me somebody. And she didn't go in the daytime, she went in the early morning between the hours of 3 and 6 to re-embalm the body of Jesus. Now, that not only took a lot of nerve going into a graveyard, but that took a whole lot of love. Do I have a witness here? To love somebody and go into the graveyard and not give up on the master. You know, sometimes in our hurry, we overlook important things.